Welcome to the Glory to His Name podcast, where we want to encourage, equip, and edify the people of God through great podcasts, through great interviews, devotions, each and every week. We didn't have a chance to record last week, so we're coming to you today. We have a great interview to share with you today. Travis, my co-host, Travis Cole, did a wonderful interview with Chris Wright, him and his family. We've known them for about a year and a half, 2 years now. And Chris and his partner, John, own Trackside Butcher Shop. And he's just really going gangbusters. Business is increasing. They're getting ready to possibly build on 2 or 3 times the size of what they have now, buy some more equipment. And so they're doing wonderful. And the interview is just amazing. Great content. I think you'll really enjoy this interview. So stay tuned as we get ready to listen to Travis interview Chris Wright. And we'll catch you at the end of the podcast.
All right. We're here with Chris Wright from Trackside Meat Market. And wanted to interview Chris. We've been wanting to do this for some time. He's a good friend of ours here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. And Chris has become a friend. We're getting closer over time. And he's built a fantastic business, he and his friend. We've been out there to actually sample some of their products that are just first class. And we've been wanting to talk to him for a while now about his business and give you guys some insight into what they've done. It's pretty miraculous. When you go out there, they were involved in every piece and part of it. They bought the property. They were involved in building the building. They put the business plan together. They've everything from start to finish. And it looks like a well-oiled machine. I'm sure Chris would tell you there are days it doesn't feel like it's a well-oiled machine, but when you walk in there, it sure looks like one. And we're certainly impressed with what they've done and wanted to give you guys some insight on his business and his mind. And that's why we're in here talking to him today. So, Chris, if you could start off just telling everybody a little bit about yourself.
I'm just a simple guy from Trimble County. My name's Chris. I'm 37 years old. Me and my partner, John Edwards, decided several years ago that we'd like to get into the butcher business. And we both raised cattle. We both lived on farms. And we were tired of driving 2 hours one way to haul our meat to get slaughtered. So we said we're going to do something about it. And here we are today. You know, that was 4 years ago. 4 years ago when we decided to do it. And here we are. We've been in business for 2 years. Our two-year anniversary was 2 weeks ago.
I tell you what, when Mike and I came out the other day, man, you all were going gangbusters. People coming in and out. And honestly, man, I mean, not just because you're sitting here. You know, most businesses struggle the first 5 years, you know. And you guys are already busy. You've got a reputation. I mean, you got people coming in. You got repeat customers. And it's pretty miraculous to see when you come in out there. But tell us a little bit about, Chris, something about a specialty. I mean, something that you specialize in. What's your expertise that we should know about?
Listen, Travis, I'm not an expert in any subject. The one thing that I'm not afraid to do is ask questions and learn new ways to do things. I think that's why. Part of the reason why me and John have excelled is because we're never satisfied. We never lay back and say, we know how to do this.
That's awesome.
We always ask good people for good advice.
That's awesome.
And we have been lucky that we've had so much help. We couldn't have done it without the community. We couldn't have done it without our friends and family. And we couldn't have done it without God.
That's awesome, man. Well, that alone is a specialty, knowing how to ask questions, man, and that'll get you where you're trying to go, I mean, for sure, Chris.
Absolutely.
So what is it about, let's just take that for example, what is it about asking questions, obviously that's gotten you a long way in your business, what is it about asking questions that our listeners ought to know or ought to take away a piece of to put to practice in their own business?
I say find the people that have done it before you and have been successful. And not necessarily try to mimic them, but learn from them. Learn from their mistakes. Maybe you won't make that mistake. And in our business, it's a very competitive business, very labor-intensive business, and there's a lot of good ideas out there that you can get from other people. And we just, like I said, we've just been lucky everybody we went to for help has always helped us. I just can't go on enough about the help we receive from friends and family and community and people in our business. I don't know. That's about all I got on that.
No, that's good, man. So ask the right people the right questions.
That's right.
Well, and it sounds like they're not afraid to give you advice. That says something about you, man. And Chris, I know we're always talking about success in business, and we're definitely going to get to that. And because everybody starting in business, you know, automatically assumes that, hey, man, this thing flew out of the gate. They've never had a bad day. Everything's always been perfect. They woke up on the right side of the bed every day. And we know that isn't true. Everybody that's in business knows that. But tell us about one of your worst days in business. What was that like? Just take us to that day.
I won't give you any specifics, but there have been days that I woke up and vomited. I was so tortured and tormented to go in there just because of some of the problems we've had. You know, we're a federally regulated business, and there's just problem after problem could arise from that. So there's been days when I thought, what in the world have I done here? You know, back in my 9-to-5 job, I didn't worry like that.
Yeah, punch the clock and go home.
That's right. If we failed there, it didn't matter to me. I still got my paycheck. But I want to tell you, there's going to be struggles. And the only way that I got through it was praying. I mean, I don't know what a person would do if they didn't have God to rely on. Because there's been some days that I just wanted to pull the covers back over my head and say, I'm not going over there. And just pray to God. And as long as you're doing the right thing and you're following His will, then He'll take care of you.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice, man. Because, you know, I think that's why one of the reasons, Chris, why a lot of people give up, man, they come against one of those big hurdles and they just throw up their hands and say, forget it. And you know what? And they don't get out of bed. So for those of you out there that have had those days, don't think you've been alone. And Chris is a good example of what happens if you press through it and trust in the Lord to get you through it. So what would be a takeaway from that? I mean, what do you think something that listeners could benefit by from what you learned there?
There's nothing that you can't overcome. There's nothing that a Christian can't overcome as long as they're doing the right thing. They're doing it the right way. They're not trying to undercut anybody. You do the right thing, do it the right way, and trust in the Lord, and you can do it. You know, work hard, get good people around you, get good employees. I got the best partner in the world. He's a hard worker. So, you know, you surround yourself with good people, and you trust in the Lord, you're going to be successful.
Awesome. That's great advice, man. Hope everybody's taking notes out there. All right, moving away from the worst day. Obviously, we'd rather not concentrate on that the whole time. Tell us about a great idea that you've had, maybe something the Lord gave you, some aha moment, light bulb moment that went off that you think other people would benefit by hearing about.
Man, that's going to be a tough one there. I'll be honest. I don't know that there's ever a big aha moment in our business. We progress by inches, not by miles.
That's good advice in and of itself.
Yeah. I don't really have a good answer for that one, Travis. You can edit that one out if you want to.
No, man. What you just said, by the inch, it's a cinch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the best way to look at it. Don't have to move mountains every day, right?
That's
just learn a little bit every time you go in.
That's right. Just stay at it. Just constantly keep trying to improve yourself. You know, when you see a way that you're wasting time or your employees are wasting time, look into it and you just constant improvement. Don't sit back and rest on your laurels. You know, that's what I think. Constantly try to improve yourself and make it easier on yourself and your employees, and you'll keep getting better and better, more efficient.
That's good advice too, man. Well, tell us about something, Chris, that you're excited about. I know it's a new business. You guys are looking forward. I know you've been working your brains out during deer season. Probably excited to get some rest right there. Well, what's something you're excited about looking forward to, man?
I hate to say this, but me and my partner were both talking the other day. Said we've been at it for a long time now, working 7 days a week sometimes, and I can't wait, and we've got some good employees to work for. I can't wait till the day that I can not go to work and I can trust that it's getting ran right. I'm really looking forward to that day.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you what we really always talk about is we want that business to succeed so we can help people and make other people better. We're not worried about getting rich. We'll never get rich. And you know what? We don't care.
Yep.
As long as we keep doing it the way we're doing it, treating our employees well. We both work for the same company, you know, a huge company, and said, I can't believe that they get away with treating employees like this. And we said from day one, we will never do that.
That's awesome.
And I can't wait till the day that I want my employees to think that they're overpaid and that they're underworked. That's my goal right there. And one of these days we'll get there. We're not there yet. You know, we're a far cry from that. But we promised our employees the more successful we are, the more successful they will be. And I think that they're starting to see that. They're starting to see that we're heading that direction. And I really look forward to the day when they can come to me and say, you know, guys, y'all weren't lying. It was as we see the business prosper, you guys have passed it right on to us. And we're heading in that direction.
That's awesome, Chris. That's real good. You know what? And I think all of us had some bad experiences coming up before we went into business. And seems like everybody's worked for that guy that they said, man, I don't ever want to do that.
Exactly.
And, yep. Man, I don't know that the Lord didn't take us down that track so we wouldn't learn how not to do things as well as to do it.
You're absolutely right. I think you're right, Travis.
I think you're right, too, man. Well, that's great advice, man. So, Chris, what do you think was something? I know when you start out, man, a lot of people never take the first step, right? I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. They don't take the first step.
Yeah.
They never get started because they're scared. What do you think was holding you back from getting started? I mean, what
being something? Afraid of the unknown. You've got that 9-to-5 job. You've got comfortable in that. You're getting that constant paycheck. You're got health insurance and you got all that. You think that you need all that. You don't need that. If you got the drive and you got the will and you got a good idea, you can't just jump out there and go on a whim on something you haven't researched or anything. But just have the courage to go against the grain. It's a huge leap and it's hard to do, but if you believe in it and you're willing to put that work into it, you can be successful.
And this one's going to be tough too, Chris, but what do you think? I know sometimes it's hard to narrow down, and it might just be a piece of good advice that you've gotten, but what's one of the best pieces of advice you feel like you've ever received?
I want to say treat people the way you want to be treated. That's got me a very, very long way. Treat your customers the way you want to be treated, and they'll keep coming back. Treat your employees the way you want to be treated, and they'll stay loyal to you. So, it's the golden rule. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated, and that'll get you a long way in business, I believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was some of the Lord's best advice.
That's right.
It worked for us, too. What do you think is a personal habit that contributes to your success, something that you do on a daily basis?
Personal habit. It's a hard one too.
I know.
I don't like to brag on myself.
I know you don't.
And
you're
like
not.
That.
I'm asking, and we got people that might benefit by something that you do that they're not so strong at. We got different strengths, right? All of us do, and we also got, you know, we're all flawed from the start too. We got those,
yeah.
But something that maybe you do that you feel like would help somebody else. Yeah.
You know, one thing that I haven't gotten away from is when I see one of my employees doing a little menial task and they might be having a rough time, I'll go over there and help them. Go over there and do it with them. And sometimes I get asked the question, why are you over there doing that when you're paying people to do that? Well, they need to see me doing that too, you know. Just because I'm their boss doesn't mean I can't get down and help them with a, you know, menial project or something like that. And, you know, I gained a lot of respect for my employees by doing so. And I hope I can do it the whole time I'm there. I hope I'm never just so disconnected from the day-to-day operations that I can't take 20 minutes and go help a guy get a task done that he's having a hard time with. So that's one piece of advice. I think it'll get you a long way. Just don't get too high and mighty. Don't be afraid to keep getting down in the trenches with your employees.
Well, that's great advice. And then I think that's something that happens to people in leadership a lot. They get so concentrated on what they're doing and that side of the business, they forget what it's like to be in the trenches. Yeah. And sometimes getting down there and getting your hands dirty for a while again reminds you what that's like and what that view is like, how it looks from there. Any kind of book, Chris, you feel like you could recommend?
Well, the only book I would recommend is the Bible.
Amen.
You know, anytime you're facing the insurmountable task, there's going to be something in there that'll show you how to get around that. You know, the Lord's Word will help you overcome any obstacle. And just thank goodness He's been there for me so far.
Amen.
There's no way I could have done it without Him.
Hope everybody's listening. The man recommended the book of all books. All right, let's see here. So, just a couple more questions, Chris, and we'll be done, and we sure appreciate everything you've given us already. But, you know, in the daily grind we all get in, we all get in a routine. We've got to get up in the morning. We've got to go get things done, whatever hours that takes. And a lot of times as an entrepreneur, it's longer than the person working an eight-hour shift because you own it all, right? I mean, you got it lock, stock, and barrel, and you don't get to just walk away and punch a clock.
You never get the clock
off. That's right. You take it home, too. But in doing all that and in occupying your mind with that all the time and handling all the pieces and the parts, how do you step back from that? Because that's something, man, we're all challenged with. But how do you step back from that and just say, you know what, I've got to honor the Lord in my life? How do you do that? I mean, how do you accomplish that?
It's very, very tough. You got to tell yourself that there is no emergency. You got to make time to get away from work. And as long as it's not life-threatening or something like that, you can't let it consume you, because it will. And you can burn up from it. You got to tell yourself, there's no emergency. You know, everything will be taken care of and due process. So you've got to make that time for your family and to get away and go to church and do stuff like that, or you will burn up and be consumed with it. So I had a friend give me that advice, another entrepreneur. He said, there is no emergency. Well, things will get taken care of. And that was I should have used that for the best piece of advice, or one of the best pieces of advice, because that really struck true, because it feels like you're always running around trying to put this fire out, trying to put that fire out. Step back and let your employees do their job and realize that it's going to get taken care of, and or it will consume you.
I guarantee I'll be taking that one home with me. There is no emergency. That's good advice. Another nugget there he's putting out, you guys. I hope everybody's listening. And one parting piece of advice, Chris, you've already given us a lot, but what's one more, just some last piece of advice you'd give to our listeners? And then as you're finishing that up, I want you to give them a way to get in contact with you folks. And I tell you, if you're looking for meat, if you're looking for somebody to process your animals, and looking for some good just retail beef and pork and things for your family, you need to stop by this place. They're doing it right. But let everybody know how they can get in contact with you.
We got a website, tracksidebutchershop.com. That's a shop with SHOPPE. So we got our emails on there. It's got our phone numbers, anything, if anybody ever needs anything. And one parting piece of advice I'd say is if you're dedicated and you feel strong about something, do it. Don't keep on working your day-to-day job and wait 20 years from now and say, I sure wish I would have done this, because you'll never know, and chances are you could have been successful, and you could have been doing something you loved instead of just doing something you had to do to bring home a paycheck.
Thank you, sir. It's been wonderful talking to Chris. We're excited to hear about him in the future and see what the business is going to do, and I can't wait to get over there and get some more of his products. That's going to do it for today, folks.
All right, folks, we hope you have enjoyed Travis's interview with Chris Wright. Chris is a great Christian man, great family, great businessman. He's really, really done a lot at Good Shepherd Baptist Church, helping around there and during camp meeting and in other areas. So we hope you've enjoyed that. If you could, share that with your friends on Facebook or whatever social media you have. And we're going to be actually recording a new podcast tomorrow late in the evening. Brother Travis, we'll have him on there with a short devotion. So until next time, dear friend, our mission is to encourage, to equip, and to edify the body of Christ. Tell somebody about Jesus, and we'll see you next time.